Hey guys, God bless you all. This is just a quick video that I'm gonna do some pieces of the video that we did about the One World Trade Center back at the beginning of the year. What happened was it was a 3-hour video and it was really hard for some people to follow who were new. And especially now, it's been, you know, 7 months. So it's kind of hard for somebody who's just joined in the last few months to really understand where we're coming from. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play pieces of this video with the important points so that you don't have to listen to the whole thing, because we really went with the Holy Spirit wherever he was leading to find these pieces, these puzzle pieces. So I'm going to go ahead and start, and I'm going to play just the sections of it that I think are pertinent to what he's showing us now. Okay?
All right, so now I got all my tabs. All right, so there.
Oh, by the way, I am showing this picture for a little bit because there are certain parts that I ended up getting a copyright thing on, because the song that the Lord showed us, American Pie, I had the lyrics up. I don't want to have any copyright issues with this one. So if you want to have the lyrics and you want to see how important this song is, look up American Pie. It was so supernatural how it came to me. It's crazy. So if you want to bring up the lyrics, then you'll be able to see. But I would rather not have them up on the screen. Just, you know, I do talk about it in here, and there's pretty much no way to avoid it. So I'm keeping as much of it out as I can. So anyway, here it goes.
The lyrics.
All right.
So I'm going to pull up. All right. Okay. So, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. This will be the day that America dies. So 2 days ago, our brother Minister Paul did a video showing that the Lord was leading him to 222 Fulton Street in Manhattan. He had seen our own video showing the map of both Manhattan and Brooklyn. At one point in our video, I was discussing the area in Brooklyn where both he and I had been led to through the different versions of the song, A New York State of Mind. As I looked in the area he had seen, where Atlantic Avenue crosses Flatbush, the Lord showed me that Flatbush Avenue, actually, if you follow that up towards Manhattan, it turns into Manhattan Bridge, which goes directly across into Chinatown. And Chinatown is part of the song, the part of the version I had read. All of this comes from, like I said, the two versions of that song. Well, after watching Brother Paul's video yesterday, I immediately saw that there was something that wasn't connecting. I needed to look back at the map again. I noticed that he thought the Fulton Street that was in Brooklyn that I had on my map in our video was referring to downtown Manhattan. The problem was, it was actually Fulton Street in Brooklyn. We didn't realize there's two of them. Well, first I want to explain this, and I'll go back. Okay, it'll be too much to show them. I'm just going to read this, and then we'll go back to the maps. Okay. So, so we found out there's two Fulton Streets. There's one in Manhattan, and there's one in Brooklyn, okay? So, I immediately called Brother Paul to explain this to him, and we got on so many different things that that the Lord was showing us at that point that we never got back to going over the whole Fulton Street issue. So, late that night, before I went to bed, I thought I would take one last look at the New York City map, just to ask the Lord to show me what Paul was seeing so that I could put a few other pieces together. Well, Jennifer and I did a video breaking down some of the things in New York City and Manhattan, and actually in Brooklyn as both. So, just letting the Holy Spirit lead us, we didn't have the computer working at the time to be able to share our screen, so all we could do was talk about what we were seeing, so there was no way for anybody to see what we were actually doing. Sorry, guys, of course. I'm so excited to explain this. Okay. So there was no way to share our screen, so nobody could see what we were actually doing. Okay. Well, that night, we did go over the Brooklyn connections, but the Lord kept leading Jennifer back over Manhattan. Okay, let's take a sip of water. Okay. So we did check out a few spots there too. But one jumped out, and even as, so in Manhattan, there was, God was kind of leading us to different things, but we couldn't quite see where he was going. Like, I knew something had to do with the Twin Tower, or not Twin Towers, but the One Tower, but we didn't know where, what it was, you know? So we just kind of went to different spots. Well, the one thing that jumped out at me, it said One World Observatory. And I looked at it and I go, that's a weird name. I said, did they build a space observatory in there? And I didn't know, you know, did I not hear about this? You know, it was weird. And I just kind of, we you know, shrugged it off and moved on to the next thing. And we were just kind of all over the place that night, you know. So that was last week, okay. Then yesterday, I did a video just to gather kind of all the pieces relating to the multiple numbers that keep coming up, the 333-222. Then Brother Paul did another video, the one that I mentioned above, sharing a few more things. Well, it was Paul's video that sent me on a quest late that night and early in the morning, the night before and yesterday morning. So with a fresh start, I woke up early and brought up the maps of New York City again. I asked the Lord to really show me what he was showing Brother Paul so I could really see where this was going. Now, I'm going to bring up the maps. So, let's go to Manhattan.
Okay, now I can pull this over.
So, it should be on. I'll check and make sure. It's showing the map. I'll check and make sure. Yep, okay, so the map is up. So, go back. Alright, so that was last week. Okay, so the Lord brought me back to Fulton Street and Manhattan. And told me to type in 222 Fulton Street in Manhattan. And at first he had me do it in a search engine. So you guys have to see this to understand what I'm doing. Like, this is so supernatural. You gotta understand. So he says 222 Fulton Street, Manhattan, New York. Right? This is what I typed in. Because I want the one in Manhattan. Okay? So here's what comes up. What comes up? Oh, of course they come. Oh, no. No, see, okay, so 222 Fulton Street shows up here, but it says, the link says Broadway. I'm like, what? Well, I don't understand. So remember Paul's video, he's saying 222 Broadway, that was Chase Bank, right, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so see, Broadway's on it. I'm like, what the heck, what's Broadway? I'm on the Fulton Street, right? So I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I'm like, all right, well, why is it not coming up right? And then there was other times I'd do the search, it would come up the Brooklyn Fulton Street. I'm like, what? Why is it not blowing it up? So like, okay, so then I'm gonna pull up, God says, all right, close that. So I close this and I bring up the map. He says, now in the map itself, type in 222 Fulton Street, New York, New York. I'm just gonna type it because I haven't typed it before. You can do either Manhattan or New York, but you can either way. Okay.
But before that, it was 333. I just wanted to point that out. So I was supposed to search 333.
Okay.
And it was like a day or two later, 222, remember?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yes. Okay, now, did everybody see where the 222 pops up? Isn't that a little weird? It's like right there. Right at the One World Trade Center. Okay, and I'm like, did we, after all this searching, did we miss the biggest thing? Is that the address for the One World Trade Center? No, that is, look at this. Okay, so One World Trade Center, New York, New York, right? See if the address pops up here. Come on, computer. Sorry, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Okay. It is 285 Fulton Street, okay? And I'm like, okay, well, that's not it. Okay, so, well, then what the heck is that? What is it? What is it? 222 Fulton Street. I thought, is that like this? No, the address on that is like West Street, you know, because this is the memorial here, the 9/11 memorial, and that West Street is that address. So what is 222 Fulton Street? So I'm like, all right, so I go, who owns 222 Fulton Street? New York, New York, right? What do you think comes up? Okay, 222 Broadway. What the heck does 222 Broadway have to do with 222 Fulton Street? And if you look under here, all of it says 222 Broadway, okay? This is crazy stuff. So you click on here and it all has to do with Broadway. I'm like, I don't get this. This is Broadway, not Fulton Street, right? I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I'm like, all right, so I'm just going to give up on that, right? So I go, all right. So it happened to be, I'm talking to my friend Andrew, right, on the phone when I'm finding this stuff. I'm like, I don't get it, you know? And I'm like, I had called him after the show. But anyway, the first time, no, because I found it that night. And then I was talking to you the next morning. Okay, so here we go. So I'm on this, right? Now, this is how the map looked the next morning when I pulled it up, fresh minds, you know, I want to look at this again, right? So I called Jennifer, we always talk first thing, right? And I'm going over, I'm like, look, I'm telling you, it's right there, okay? And she goes, and I said, now up on top, and I go, you know what? You know what's occurring to me? All right. So One World Observatory, all that's saying is, you know, anytime you have a really tall building and you go to the very top floor, they call that the observatory because you're looking out at the view. You're observing the view around you, okay? So they call that the observatory. I'm like, oh, okay. So they're just talking about the building, right? So I'm like, all right. And she goes, Kath, the Lord's showing me something. She goes, the top of it is the eye, the all-seeing eye, right? I'm like, oh, all right. So I said, all right, I'm going to pull this like this, and I'm going to go way down.
And when I say the Lord showing me, I can't look on my phone on the internet when I'm on the phone, so
right.
I wasn't even looking at it.
So, okay, this is what I did. Went straight on, right? I went, wow.
What are those 13 circles in there? Are they fans?
13 circles. Oh, yeah. They are fans. Isn't that interesting? I didn't even see that part. Okay, so this is what I'm looking at, and what's on here? 222 Fulton Street on top, right on the building, right? I'm like, okay, this is a little freaky, right? So I'm like, what the heck? And all this, so she says, no, I know. First the Lord gives me, he goes, wait a minute. He says, I want you to look. She, you know, as I'm doing this, God was like speaking to Jen and giving her all these pieces, and she has such a hard time because he says so many things all at once that she's like, all right, how can I relay what I'm seeing to you? So she'll just give me these pieces, and I'm like, all right, God, help me to put this stuff together, you know? So that's what I did. So I'm listening, and I'm kind of trying to figure out what she's saying, but then God's talking to me at the same time. He says, look, Kat, look. I'm like, okay. He says, 2, 1. And he says, where is it sitting?
It's sitting ground zero.
And ground zero. Countdown, Brother Paul? Brother Paul? Countdown? Brother?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Hello! You know, so...
And at the same time, the Lord was giving me, weeks ago, I was asking Dan and Kathy, going, tell me what your take is on the third temple, because the Lord's showing me that it's already built, that it's not something that they're going to build, that they're going to go get building permits on any wreck.
Right, that it's all...
That it already
that's
exists.
Already built, right? So,
so at
okay.
the same time, I'm going, third temple.
Third temple, right? And I go, wait a minute. And as she's saying that, God's literally talking to me. Like, at the same time she's saying, so he's showing both of us at the same time. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the third temple. One World Observatory is their third temple. And literally I heard God say to me, animal sacrifice. Literally, they're doing it there. Wherever, whether it's underneath or somewhere in some hidden place in this building, I'm telling you, I heard God say animal sacrifice. They're literally doing stuff in here. It wouldn't surprise me if all the pieces that are supposed to go in depth were actually in there. Like, it wouldn't surprise me, okay? So, you guys gotta remember, our human minds can only comprehend things how we comprehend them. So we say, okay, well, the Word says this, and this is how the old temples were, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? See, he's got his plans. You know what I'm saying? And this is modern day. He wants to do the old stuff in a modern way. You know what I'm saying? You just have to look to the spirit. I don't know what else to say. You have to look to the spirit of this. Okay?
And then Sister, didn't Obama sign?
Okay, now I'm gonna read the next part. Okay?
Yeah, on the town.
Yes. Okay, so I have all this up now. So then, let me make sure I got it. Okay, wait a second. Okay, so once we had, okay, so we got, all right. Okay, so you know what? Let me do this one thing first. So once God tells us this is the temple, okay, then the Lord says to her, the Lord's telling me right now, she says, there's something about the setup of what's around it that's going to mimic how the original temples were in Jerusalem. And immediately God brings back a vision he gave me in 2011, September of 2011, when they were doing that, the Wall Street protests, you know? And I literally saw the Lord as a giant walking down Wall Street, pushing down the skyscrapers, all the money, like he's flipping over the money changers, okay? So also I went, oh, there, the temple, where, then I thought, okay, back in Jesus' day, where were the money changers? Right there, all around the temple. So where is the third temple sitting? Smack dab in the middle of the money changers. Right there. They're right there, right? So I'm like, okay, so we got the temple, we got the money changers. Now, God brings me to St. Paul's Chapel. Now, I don't know how many of you guys know this out there, but St. Paul's Chapel is where they originally consecrated and dedicated America. Get this one, as of April 30th, it will be exactly 230 years. As of April 30th, okay? Brother, Gail, April
29th? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm like,
dream.
Yeah, the dream.
In her dream, she saw God writing 4- in the sky. I don't remember if it was 19 or 29, but
okay.
It was in Hebrew, and he was writing in the clouds, and it was definitely in April.
Yep, April. So,
well, funny enough, that would be 11 days later on the...
Yeah, that's right. That would be 11 days.
A couple real quick things. Is when you mentioned sacrifice, I could not watch you live stream. When you first started this map, you started on the city hall area. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm becoming so familiar with these maps.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, I'm still looking at them again, even when I've got looking at them, you know, on my own. Here they are in front of me. It's that city hall where they put the Baywatch. It's this area. It's unbelievable.
It's all right next to me.
It did. It was city hall. And it's also the Port Street, but right north of that, there's Target. Target, and then just west of that, on West Street, just west of what you're showing, which is the Berlin Wall.
Oh my God.
It's a warning. I mean, this whole thing, this whole message coming about this, oh my gosh.
What?
3-2-1 here in Northern California, 3-21.
Oh, the countdown.
It's a warning.
Oh. Man,
oh,
the Holy Spirit just climbed over and laughed.
Oh,
I started seeing the 3-2-1 when you talked about what does this have to do with this? The 3 21-year-olds that all committed those atrocities all over the country, and it was the areas you were warning in. I mean, all of this doesn't come together by anything other than the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, all the way.
The Wall Street, Church Street.
Oh, yeah. See?
Then there's no belief, but just to the left of the church.
Just to the left
of the church. The building where your cursor is, it says, Thomas Alice, give it a release. Yeah, we have to pull out because we'll be out here all night.
I know. Oh, Church Street, yeah.
The church.
I know. All right. Oh, yeah, the album release. I see it. It's right here. Okay.
Can you zoom in on it?
Yeah, let's zoom in.
because it's opposite the bell of hope, which would be the opposite symbol.
Oh.
Yeah, which would be the opposite. Remember I said there's two opposing symbols?
Oh, the two opposing symbols. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's the obelisk, okay, right there. Now, watch this. Okay, so God shows me the church. Now, let me tell you, so 230 years ago, this was this dedicated record. Do you know what George Washington said? His words were, Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that you will keep the United States in holy protection. That was what he said when he consecrated the country, right there. Okay? And I truly believe God's showing us he protected this church ever since that day. Okay? Because just for this time, because he knew what was going to happen, and he knew the final judgment was going to hit this church. Let me just tell you. Now, okay, when I first looked at this church, and not just the church, but this, you know, that's part of it. So, in this church, I said, oh, the steeple, I'll bet you there's bells in there, right? And then, while I'm looking at this, Andrew's on the phone with me, and he goes, what's this? What's the bell of hope? And I go, are you kidding me? So you click on that, and I have it over here. Check this out. That's the Bell of Hope. It looks like the Liberty Bell, right? Liberty. Okay. So guess what I thought immediately?
Can you go back to the bell?
Yeah.
The Lord's.
She's pointing to this.
The symbols. There's symbols.
There's symbols. She says there's symbols.
And it's reminiscent of what they've done with the money, because in the band on a $100 bill, if you look very closely, you will see there are bells.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
The money.
The Lord showed me this. I'm not that smart.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Symbolism in the money. Symbolism in the money.
Okay. All right, cool. So, now, where am I?
Okay, pausing this. There's a couple places that I have to pause and push forward so that we don't have the copyright issue. To 2235. Should be okay. Wait, where are we? Know if it's we'll have to go a little bit past it just because we want to make sure.
Okay. It's going to be destroyed, guys. It's going to be destroyed. And what we were getting when we read, not a word was spoken, will the word of God be done? Like, nobody, you're not going to be allowed to preach the gospel?
Or take it out of the way.
Or take it out of the way. Because the next, what's the next one? And the three men I admire most, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day, I'm going to replace it, America died. They took the hand of protection out because they are now, after he said originally, God, we make our eternal prayer that you will keep the United States in holy protection. That protection is gone. It is lifted. God's hand is off America.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Miss America Pie.
That's it.
That's what America is known for, to take us out for pie.
That's right. That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now.
As he does often.
That's right.
Do you have me look up the definition for coast? Because that word just stuck out. Like, we think of it as the first definition, which is the part of land near the sea or the edge, right? But it also means a run or movement in a vehicle without the use of power. And power is going to go up. And also as a verb, more easily without you. Okay, being the verb. Where is that? I'm sorry. The engines stopped and the craft coasted along. Sail along the coast. Anyway, that was the part that was without power. Why are they on a train? It's not
Coal.
It's not coal. It's not run on electricity from gasoline. Bringing us back to the coal in the money trail that we were kind of, is a whole nother video.
Oh, that's interesting. Never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Never even thought of that.
Lord Jesus.
Sister, listen to this. This is amazing. I'm reading out the words, and it just hit me. It says, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. But it just hit me. I'm like, what day? What day? Because he's still alive. I believe he's 73, right?
Oh, yes. What's his name? Don McLean. We're talking about Don McLean.
I believe it's the day. It's the day that the attack hits New York.
Yes.
The day of the attack in New York. Now we gotta skip ahead. There's a little bit of the lyrics in and out here, and I'm hoping that's not gonna be a big deal, but you guys gotta hear this, so, you know, it is what it is. We gotta get the truth out. So 25:31.
The day that America will die. Now, last night on my video, on our video, I hate saying my, sorry, on the Rhodes video, he had me pull up, I'm going to add this to this video, John McLean Construct. Okay, so check this out. Okay. Don McLean, Binghamton, New York. This is the same, last night it was a different town. There's other towns, it's a different, the technical town, you know, there's little towns in the big city. The city is Binghamton, but there's a little town that's in Binghamton that is where this concert theater is, okay? On Friday, August 9th, that is literally the day before the beginning of the Ninth of Av, okay? I'm telling you, this means something huge. The Ninth of Av is going to be huge, you guys. So he could easily go to New York City by the 10th and 11th, maybe for a visit, maybe for a surprise concert, who knows? But I'm telling you, this means something. We got it that day when we got all this information. Something's going to happen, I'm telling you, on the 9th of Av. I'm just waiting to see what it's going to be. I don't know if it's financial. I don't know if it's the event in New York City. But something big is going to happen. Let me go forward on here.
It's a birthday. I kept seeing it over and over, the same way I saw January 12th, when Minister Paul's video was, It Begins. And,
yeah, Jenna forgot It Begins as well. And I'm going to skip forward. We went through a lot of stuff in this video, so I'm just skipping forward to the stuff I know is pertinent.
And I'm sure there's probably three of them.
Shut up right now. And that's how close we are. Every single bit of technology they need, the perfect white conditions worldwide, the Bible prophecies lining up exactly as you have from Israel and Idaho and the churches and it's the love of God we're feeling right now in the name of Jesus. Everybody listening right now, I feel like we're just one body and one spirit. One faith, we're seeing now, this is that, you know, that the prophet Joel spoke of in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Yes.
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and upon your maidservants and women servants, you know, this is what we're feeling right now. It's the outpouring.
Yes. Absolutely.
Everything's in point. It's only
yes.
To scratch our head, but why are we still here?
Did anything happen?
Okay.
Yes. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
I'm just trying to make sure I get your points.
And then the servants, you know.
But what he's saying, amen.
It's
all of it.
Right, it's the outpouring.
Yes.
It's
absolutely.
Everything's in point. It's only
yes.
To scratch our head, but why are we still here? Well, while we're here, Let's warn people. That's my message out of all this. That's my message. Warn people. Not just save folks.
I know.
Lost people.
I'll tell you, brother, you know, years ago, God gave me the picture of Paul Revere. We are like Jesus' Paul Revere's. You know what I'm saying? We need to get on our horses and get out there and warn them. We got to warn them.
Yeah, you got to warn them. The police are coming.
I'm telling you.
He said
the British are coming. I say Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Repent. Well, the Lord has shown me something with this bell here. It might be called the Bell of Hope, but I think there's some Okay, so literally, if you stop right here, the Bell of Hope was a gift from London, St. Mary, which was a sister church of St. Paul's, all of this, okay? It says when the bells, the Lord had me looking at this on my phone while we were talking here, and literally, the bell was installed in 2002. Nothing happened. I guess it's rung every year on September 11th, but let's just say it doesn't state anything happened in 2003. In 2004, just wrong, you guys can read that, 2005, 2006 was left out, 2007, 2008, 2009 was left out, and 2012 was. So if you look at the gaps in between, okay, 2003, 2006, 2009, 2012, and you do the math between 3, 6, 9, 12, it's counting by threes. There's 3, 3, 3. And if you go down a little further, Kath, that same kind of inscription that you said was on the beam at the One World Tower. Keep going. Right, stop here. First of all, there's three bells here. And if you look over, because I was able to blow it up on my phone, to this WA, I can't quite make out the other, but that W is like a ba. Like the
ba, ba, ba.
Yes. And I'm sure there's probably three of those in the bells somewhere, since there's three bells, or it's just referencing the three sixes.
Let me try something here.
Does anybody else see that? And so there were years that were left out. This spell is significant as far as representative of and where it's located. The fact that this building, this church was protected during 9/11. If this church was protected during 9/11, and the Lord has shown me history will repeat itself. So, and Kathy kept hearing another 9/11, another 9/11. So, literally,
and in the spiritual realm, I can see that not only is it a physical event, but when it manifests into the spiritual, it's also from spirit to physical, actually, vice versa. It's actually the church will be protected with the rapture. It's two, you can see it both ways. The church is going to be protected with all this.
Brother, look at the bell. Look at the bell. Remember what you got with the 212? It's 12. One way is 12 the other. This one is 2 either way. Like you took, you look. It's the same thing.
0202.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow. White Chapel.
I did.
White Chapel. Why white?
I was just going to say the exact same thing.
That's the only thing that I saw that was interesting, just from seeing flashes of the news covering it.
Okay, got it. Sorry, guys. Got it forwarded a little bit. Just doing my best to keep as much of the copyright stuff as I can possibly keep out of this. Because this was... I had actually recorded these pieces earlier, but found that it was so hard to not have the copyright stuff in it, so now I had to redo this and cut out the few pieces that I couldn't cut out from the original one, so I'm just forwarding this a touch, and it's close enough.
I'm excited.
Oh, me too, brother. We all are. Glory to God. Okay. Yeah, you know why I'm excited? Because Jesus is coming!
Oh, yeah!
Come on, Jesus!
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah! Glory to God.
Yeah, he's the one giving us the the information on these streams, you know.
Amen.
It's all coming from him.
Amen, brother, amen.
But he's coming for us.
Oh, yeah.
And then why should we be giving us this information?
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, man. Well, I don't know. Do you guys get anything else we need to cover? What do you think?
Okay, I'm just gonna skim this. I think that was about it. I just want to make sure I hit all the pieces. We had compared it to the Liberty Bell to see if there was any connection. I don't remember there being any big connection to that. If you want, like I said, you can watch this whole video. We have it on our channel. I had it down for a little while, and now it's back up. I made it public again, so everybody can watch it. If you want to watch the whole thing, there's a lot of detail in it. But like I said, it's 3 hours long, so it's for some people, they don't want to sit through a three-hour video. So I wanted to make sure I had the important points on here. Let me bring this down. So, I guess I'll leave it at that for this. There's a lot more. Now, the video I'm going to do at 12 for the live stream today. Today is August 1st, 2019. I'm going to do a live stream at noon that's going to pull a lot of stuff together. He's filling in the blanks, guys. Now, this video, together with two videos ago, I did, it was last Friday. I did the video showing Shaking My Head Productions did a video, I think it was Friday, last Friday, that said Two Worlds Collide. I mean, I almost fell off my chair when I saw that title, because Jenna forgot Two Worlds Collide. I mean, the same day. It was like maybe 2 weeks before this video was done, she got Two Worlds Collide the same day that we did our first video. It was just huge. So if you watch last Friday's video, let me see what day. I think it was 7/26. Let's just make sure. Look to July. Yeah, 7/26. Our video from 7/26 goes into more detail on that with the Two Worlds Collide. There's so much God's putting together now. So this video by Shaking My Head Productions fills in so many blanks. Like, we got the revelation of what this is, the Third Temple, but he, oh my gosh. This guy who does these videos literally puts in the why, where what the background is, what the history is, where all this stuff comes from. It's huge. So God's using his body, the Team Jesus, the whole Team Jesus, with the body of Christ, and he's using all of us to put all these puzzle pieces together. We're here, guys. And I'm telling you, the ninth of Av is going to be huge. Huge. So the video at noon is going to do much more on the 9th of Av, but I wanted this out so that you got the few puzzle pieces that come from this video. There is more. There's more stuff in there, but I'm not going to pick through it because, like I said, it's long. But if you want to sit through or, you know, skip through some parts and see more of what's on that video, it's in there. It's called This Will Be the Day That America Dies, and I have that in one of our playlists. You'll be able to see it. All right, and I guess that's it for today, or for this video, not for today. I'll do the next one, but not live stream. But okay, so this gives you some pieces, and you'll get some more at noontime. And as they come up, I'm going to be doing more. Okay, or we will be doing more. All right, God bless you guys. Bye bye.